Well, I appreciate deeply grateful for this award. I promised not to make a long speech, but I would like to take 5 minutes and tell you a little bit about this. And I'm also very gratified that my friend from graduate school and friend ever since then, Rick Tolman, had the High Octane Award. Rick is definitely a high octane person, and it's an honor to be associated with him. To get to where I want to go, I need to start a little while back. I was 12 years old and growing up in a small mining town in eastern Nevada, a copper mining town. 700 people, about 2,000 dogs. I think you know the kind of town I'm talking about. It's a great place. I loved it. My dad was the engineer in charge of developing the mine. And he came home one summer day and gathered us around the table and said, "This mine's got about 8 years more of ore, and then it's finished. It's finished as a mine." And he said, "We need to move." And so a year later, he had us move to another mining town because he was a mining engineer and he goes where the mines are, right, in Arizona. And I finished growing up there. That mining town, by the way, is also now essentially a ghost town. It had 30 or 40 years of ore, and that's gone. So the two little towns that I grew up in, beautiful little places, are ghost towns. They have ceased to exist because the industry on which they were based was not a renewable industry. Now I think you know where I'm starting to go with this. So flash forward to 1973. I'm recently married, expecting our first child. I've just returned serving a mission from my church in Mexico. So I'm full of idealism. And I'm finishing my senior year as a chemical engineering student at the University of Arizona. And we have the first Arab oil embargo. And I just realized, I finally woke up, that the major employer of chemical engineers is the oil industry. And that I have committed myself, or my education is training me, to work for another industry that's dying. Whether or not I see it now, that I said, okay, well, I want to do something different. I don't want to work all my career in the service of an industry that ultimately has no future. And so take comfort from the fact that even though the oil industry appears to be alive and well and prospering and is very strong everywhere, it is in fact a dying industry because the resource on which it's based is dying. And so I committed myself at that point to try to develop renewable fuels, renewable energy, and sought out a doctoral program at Purdue where I met Rick Tolman and I've been working ever since 1979 to try to develop large-scale renewable fuels, just as the folks here in this industry have. I've learned a lot since that time. I want to share just a couple of really important points with you. First is that the wealth of a society is completely connected or very strongly connected to its use of energy, particularly of liquid fuels. The United States was the world's original oil country, and the discovery and the use of oil propelled our country at a great position of wealth and influence in the world. We are now entering the declining era, the declining age of the age of oil. Okay, it's happening right around us. And because of that, our country has really not experienced much in the way of economic growth. In late of the last century, about 1999, 2000, we had this run-up in oil prices that remains today, and it stripped trillions of dollars out of our economy and is steadily making us poorer. Unless we solve that problem, and I believe we will solve that problem, we can look forward to less prosperity for our country and for many other countries in the future. How will we solve the problem? We'll solve it by developing renewable, sustainable fuels. I know there's a little bit of gloom in the industry right now because of things that have happened in Congress over the last few weeks. But I'd like you to look on the bright side. There's always a bright side. I think that it's time now for this industry to wholeheartedly embrace cellulosic biofuels. And to use this as an opportunity to broaden your political base, because there are lots of places that can grow biomass for biofuels, relatively fewer places that can grow corn. If you do so, and do so energetically and sincerely, you'll find that the environmental movement that's largely been your adversary will start to become your friend, because they believe, most of them do, that if we do biofuels right, cellulosic biofuels right, it will lead to very large environmental improvements. You'll find that you'll have the leverage of a much larger potential resource base, where we can talk now about not replacing, and it's really important that we've replaced as much oil as we have with ethanol from corn, but where we can start talking about replacing 50, 60, 70, maybe ultimately even 100% of our oil replacement. We can do that. Technically, I believe we can do that. And so this is a chance for us to move forward and to grow. You folks in this room will make that happen. I believe that you can and will make that happen. It'll require some new thinking, some new energy, embracing some ideas that maybe have been a little bit foreign, but your political base will grow, your influence will grow, and you'll find yourself with allies that you didn't know you have, because the single most logical and important place to start growing, to grow out the cellulosic industry in a very large way, is on the piggyback and work on both the infrastructure and the supply chains of the existing corn ethanol industry. And I'm going to continue to work to try to help outline how we can do that. My research and my writing and my teaching and my public advocacy will also be in that regard. So thanks very much again for this award. I'm grateful for it. You can count on me as a friend and an ally. I'll continue to speak up for the facts as I see them and to try to make sure that that we capture the benefits of very large renewable fuels industry, because we need it. The prosperity of our country depends on it. The U.S. led the world into the oil age, and now we have the chance to lead the world into the age of renewable fuels. Thank you very much. Thank you.